arm but not dangerous. What has one head, eight arms, and the ability to change from gray to green to brown? Here is a clue. The Greek word for egg is octo. If you guess octopus, you are right. The octopus lives in the hole or openings in the rocky bottom of the sea. It protects itself from enemies by changing color to match its surroundings. In seaweed, it can turn green. On sand, it can turn brown. Against rock, it can turn gray. For example, suppose an octopus is attacked by a shark. In an instant, it can change its color to blend into the background. The surprised shark is left wondering where the octopus went. The octopus can also protect itself by ejecting a large blob of black ink-like liquid. This acts as a screen. The trick can confuse the attacker into going after the blob. Meanwhile, the octopus has a chance to slip away. An octopus has no bones, so it can easily alter its shapes. It can then be forced its way inside empty shells or under rocks or into very narrow openings. To be even safer, it may cover itself with stones or shells. The octopus' eight rubbery arms are very flexible. They can easily wrap around even quite small objects. Each arm is equipped with two rows of fleshy, deeply set suckers. This gives it the powerful grip. The octopus uses its arms to seize another animals as they scurry along the seafloor. Crabs and lobsters are among its victims. The octopus uses the two strong, horny beaks in its mouth to crack open their shells. The octopus has keen eyesight. It needs sharp eye because it hunts mostly at night. It has a large brain for its size, and it makes full use of its intelligence to catch food. For example, if an octopus cannot open the clam, it will wait until the clam opens itself. When it does, the octopus will put the stone between the two shells so they cannot close. Then it can get at the juicy clam without having to struggle. There are many different kinds of octopus, and they are widely distributed throughout the world's ocean. They live mostly in warm, shallow water, not far from shores. The smallest one grows to be not more than 2 inches across. The largest ones live in the Pacific Ocean. They can grow to be 30 feet across. Their width is mainly in their arms. Their bodies might be only 18 inches. If when swimming in the Pacific, you venture too far from shore, you may find yourself in the embrace of an octopus. What should you do? It is best not to struggle. Just let your body to go limp. The octopus will probably let you go. Although movies sometimes show them as terrifying and dangerous monster, there is no reason to fear them. Around humans, at least, octopuses are usually shy and gentle creatures.